You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Oh, yes. Hello, football fans. And welcome to Footballers Love Letters. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal. And you know what, football friends? I know you get it the same as me. You get a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love for one of his favourite players or when his team scores a goal, we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings, or we turn into Phil Neville talking about Gary Neville. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. Oh, isn't it lovely? They certainly do, football, don't they, friends? What are you on about, Alex? So, the other day, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Twitter, then bang, crash, goal! A beauty from the past popped up like a former girlfriend. Girlfriend? Girlfriend. Sliding into your DMs. It took me by surprise. It was a gift from Le God. Oh yes, football friends, we're going to do a love letter flashback. Matt Le Tissier versus Newcastle 1993. One of the greatest Premier League goals ever. I saw that goal on Twitter. Then weirdly, this song by Al Green came on the radio. Yes, that's it, Al Green. I thought to myself, I'll write a love letter to Matt Le Tissier about his, oh my days, I can't believe that just happened type of goal from the early 90s. So this letter is addressed to Mr. M. Le Tissier, The Dell, Milton Road, Southampton, Hampshire, England. This is Footballers Love Letters. I hope you sincerely enjoy it, Matthew. Dear Le Tiss, what a time to be alive. The early 90s. I was born, Oasis were born, and goals in HD were something you could only dream about. It's a great honour to write to you, Matthew. You are someone I guess I've witnessed more sat down alongside Jeff, Merce, Tomo and Champagne Charlie, chatting about football and not really actually watching you play football. But all the rumours seem true. You were a wizard. You did magic tricks on the pitch. What football academy did you go to as a boy? Was it Hogwarts? I thought they only played Quidditch there. You seem to have complete control over the football. That seems a strange statement to make, but British players seem to, well, not actually enjoy having the ball at their feet. You were different, and different is good. Well, that's what I try and tell myself. Look at me, Matt. I'm different. I write love letters to former 19 footballers as a job. Go and get a trade, my dad said. Okay, Dad. I'm sure he's very proud of me. Anywho, enough about me. Let's talk about you. Matt, before we come on to that goal, what a weekend job you have. 6 hours chatting about football and watching football. I do that with my mates. But Sky Sports News are yet to reply to my job application as the fifth pundit on Soccer Saturday. If you're near the producer this weekend, will you give him a nudge to hurry him up from me? It's been nearly 5 years now. It's about time I spoke to you regarding about this bolt from the blue, this moment of magic which gave my heart a flutter. It was October 24th, 1993. You picked up the ball in the hole on the left of the number 10 position. You did this flick. Heart skipped when Matt Le Tissier did the flick past one defender. Then, oh yes, then, a love loop over the next defender. The poor guy had to go to the chiropractor in the morning. His neck was so stiff from that chip you did over him. Then, well, the ball sitting there, waiting for you to smash it, even scream it into the net. But that's not you, is it, Matthew? You, Matthew, slide the ball gently to the left of the keeper and into the bottom right of the net. To use a 90s reference, Well, an Oasis 90s reference. Those defenders certainly looked back on that goal in anger, but it left the rest of the football world thinking, after all, Matt Letizier, you are our wonderwall. Not only were you a great Premier League player, you are now an exceptional pundit. Thank you once again, Matt Letizier. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. So there you go. That's my letter, signed, sealed, delivered to Matt Letizier. If he responds to me, just tweet me or email The Football Hour, Matt, and I'd love to hear your response. Did you enjoy my letter? It took me a lot of time to write that. I'm not going to lie. So that has been this week's edition of The Footballer Love Letters to Matt Letizier. I think I addressed it to Southampton's old stadium, so I'll have to change that. But other than that, I thought it was a nice love letter, wasn't it? It was nice of me to do that, I thought. All right. Thank you once again. This has been The Football Hour Love Letters.